Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Anime Brothers. I'm your host, Disciple Dashni, and we also got other two hosts, Quiet Gems and Ty Soul Fly. Also, we got a special guest today. Ty Soul Fly is rocking the little baby, King Theo. King Teddy Walk.
He makes noise on command.
Sure does.
Today's episode is The Virtues of Bushido and the top swordspeople. Well, not just swordsmen, because I do have at least one woman. But before we get into that, quick confessions time. I'm actually doing this based on an outfit I had to wear. Oh, today. It says Dadalorian. Okay. Esme had to wear the child. It's like the Mandalorian and the child, you know. So I'm going with how do y'all feel about matching outfits?
I'll start.
Yeah.
So I'm against it. 100%, 120%. I'm against matching outfits. All right. So I got suckered into it for, what was it, Christmas?
Oh god.
Yeah. We had to wear the red and black flannel suit thingies, whatever. But anyways, had to match. And then I kid you not, guys, I think I have three outfits that match myself, King Theo, and the wife. Three. Oh. So I don't like it.
I am for it if it makes sense. And like I'm like me, of course, like man, my kid, like when my son comes up, like, yo, me not doing Naruto, all right. And then like give me something that makes sense, like for couples matching outfits, it's just like again, like certain time and place. Like I guess like holidays, Christmas time, special occasions, all right, cool. Like I prefer not to. Mm-hmm. But I get it. Yeah. Like you do some random thing where it's like, oh hey, let's match. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Like family pictures. I can see how some people want to do it. Like, all right.
All right, cool. I'll give you a check mark. Like, I'll give you a check mark
on that one. There's a time and place for it. You're just trying to match randomly on any there's like random day. No. Just absolutely not.
I feel you. So I was gonna say I've always been against matching outfits. But you know, me and Esme, like, I'm cool with that. It's all right. I'm all right with that. Like, I don't really want to match Melissa just because, like, you know, she got her style. I got my style. And, like, do we have to meet in the middle? Like, I don't get it. holidays, fine, I guess. But please don't buy me ugly pajamas. Please don't buy me ugly pajamas. This is a real message.
I'm going to mention it because I already have them. So I feel like you should, too.
No.
Yes.
No. I don't even celebrate Christmas.
So that sounds like a youth problem.
Oh, yeah. It is a me problem. Can't help you there.
I did, however, accept Halloween because we can dress like Ninja Turtles.
Yo, this dude with turtles, man. he's literally turtles. The turtle kid. I like turtles.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are actually watching this on YouTube, like I woke up hungrier than a mother effort today. So yes, we are back to having me eat on the pod, at least for today. Cause there was no way I was getting through this without food.
Hey, we have those weeks. We all have those days. It's all good. I mean, I got like a big old thing of coffee. I got my water, got my iPad with eight virtues of Bushido. Sometimes you get seven, sometimes you get eight, sometimes you get nine. But the one I looked up was eight because it's right in the middle.
Yeah, I saw one. But yeah. Before we get into our full topic,
what you got?
Let's dive into our other segment for our manga segment.
Oh, you want to get. Caught up on solo level. You want to talk about it some more.
And before we get into the manga segment, I just wanted to give a big old FU to Quiet Gems. this is important because chapter 306 of My Hero Academia came out. And this is one of the most heart-wrenching chapters, especially with 304, 305, 306. Those three chapters all together have culminated in some of like the most heart-wrenching moments of the entire series. And we can't discuss because someone refuses to read the manga. It doesn't even make any sense how this dude was going to put so much energy into reading Solo Leveling and refuses to read My Hero Academia, a show that he watches, a show that he enjoys.
True.
So yeah. Sorry. So yeah, we have all this information, stuff happening, and we can't discuss because you're here. So if you...
The stuff is actually really deep, man. It's really deep.
With love. With love and respect. Yeah. With
love. All right. I'm going to just take off my headphones real quick. Y'all talk and then give me a thumbs up.
The F you with love.
That's the Dash's rap.
And respect.
Can't forget the respect. Put it stuck on my name.
No, but honestly, yo. Real talk, now that I've caught up to Solo Leveling, this series is amazing.
Right?
This series is amazing. I cannot believe, like, I hope it becomes an anime.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be so sick if it does.
Yeah, like, I can see what the hype is about. Because, I was reading, and I was like, okay, this is cool. This is fun. I get it. But, like, I didn't realize this wasn't, like, a typical manga experience. It's a webtoon. It's a manhwa. And it's actually... really in-depth and fun and awesome. I haven't read the last two, so they're gonna yell at me again, but whatever.
No, that's not even that bad. All right. My hero, that's just worse. It makes no sense.
And in this series, I've once again found myself as the leading character, and how, you know, I have taken on the powers myself.
Which just happened.
Yeah. This is what he does all the time. No matter what series it is, usually I find myself as the main character. You always do. Why is this a surprise?
What's going on, man? I'm the main character. Whoa.
And just
slow down, Monkey D. Luffy.
I mean, like, Jen Wu, Tasso Fly, like, just switch them out. And
how is that any correlation?
No.
I'm just saying, I am the Shadow Monarch.
No, he's a subtle badass. You just some nerdy kid that like anime.
Damn. To the soul right there.
That's that right. Hurts. Soul cleaving. Hurts. You're not even Korean. Like, check at least one of the boxes, you know?
My man said it's interchangeable. How?
I need explanation. No. Hey. Yo, we get in depth in this. I want the full synopsis.
All right, so check it out. He started off as a nerdy, weak kid. That's how I pretty much grew up.
All right, facts. Now, Ty was shorter than me up until 1 year in middle school, where he was taller than me. I was like, yo, what's going on right now?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he does a couple of workouts. He gets kind of swole, like tone and stuff. I'm freaking tone. All right. And then...
we don't want to hear about that.
And then powers, like... I believe I have powers. They just haven't been awakened yet.
This is gonna happen. Done. Ooh, cut his mic.
Oh man.
How cool would it be though? To level up like that, have a screen in your head.
I don't know about the screen part. That's probably the only part about this that I don't like. Like, at some point you see a screen and it blocks your vision. Nah, that's a recipe for disaster. I actually thought that was going to be used against him at some point. It hasn't been.
Not really. It's never needed to, because it's never really gotten in his way. And whenever the big screen pops up, he's either outside of a battle or he just finished one. So,
yeah. True. It just seems inconvenient. Like, whoa, okay.
But have you played in like a VR or used a VR headset?
No.
Oh. Well,
amazing.
Yeah, so it's kind of, in my opinion, I would say it's kind of similar to that, you know, when you're in it and you can see it, but you can still see everything else around you. Like, it doesn't affect you at all.
Nice. All right. Yeah, but one of my dream games is like a Sword Art Online style, like VR MMO. Like, that would be cool.
I you get trapped in the game.
Yeah, I mean, if I got trapped in the game, I've been training for it my whole life.
Have you? explain yourself. What training have you done?
I just feel like in a VR game. I feel like Quiet Jams just try to cop up on my how I'm going to be the main character of.
I didn't say I was going to be the main character.
But I just feel like you should have been training.
I know how this situation goes. I'm going to go hide somewhere, and I'm going to stay in a house. I'm going to build my digital family, and I'm going to stay nice and safe until we get out. It's fine. I don't need to do... That's what my training is.
Oh, so you ain't going to go and try and take anyone out?
No, you die in real life. No, I'm down. No.
Wow.
I'm all right with that.
See, I thought you meant training like, you know... you.
I like his plan.
Yeah.
Good answer. Family view, good answer.
I feel that's a boo answer, bro. Like, you're not using any powers, any sword fighting.
Bro, you are going to die. You are going to die. You have no powers. You will not get the power of the main character. You are going to die. There is no plot armor for you.
There definitely is. I have a dragon dagger. I can go get it right now.
You have nothing.
I have a dragon dagger. All
right. You concerned. Will die.
I'm concerned for your family right now.
You will die.
Unleash my powers.
See, the thing is, like, I think about, like, okay, you're in a world, like a fantasy world, and like you have all these things that are happening. These are like powers and like certain like magical elements that you're not used to having in your real life. So if you go out into the world and like someone discovers a new technique and suddenly shoots a fireball at your face, you can't do anything about it because I've never experienced that in my life. What do you do about that? No, I'm hiding in the
train.
House.
You train in the world, then you go out and attack. Yeah.
Nah, he's Tasso Dye this week, guys.
Right? Exactly what he is. Change your name.
I'm hurt, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hurt.
I'm so mad that when we were talking about Solo Leveling before, you guys completely glossed over the fact that this dude, Troy Chung In, was the S-Rank Hunter, the leader of the Guild Masters.
Oh, yeah.
Of the Hunter's Guild. This dude is literally Korean Aizen. Like, there is no difference. Like, this dude literally is Aizen.
I mean, like,
his face. What do you mean you look like him? That's the same face. You saw it side by side.
Glasses too.
It's Aizen.
Yeah. Right. No, it registered to me that he looked like somebody else, but I didn't register who it was until you were like, yo, that's Aizen. I'm like, oh, it is Aizen.
Yeah, I saw red hair.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but he's an Aizen fan. That's why he saw it when he saw it.
Well, no.
I'm not even an Aizen fan. Like, I Bleach.
Yeah.
All right, fine. He's a Bleach fan.
Just like you are.
No, if I saw someone that looked like someone from One Piece, I would have been told you guys.
Oh, man.
All right, you know what? Let's just move on. We ain't about to do this right now.
Yo.
we ain't about to discuss One Piece. Dog. You can say that for something else, man.
I'm mad at One Piece, but it's also blowing up right now. Ah, oh, man.
Yo,
what was
Gomo,
that
Gomo,
video
Gomo,
you
no.
posted? Oh, I forgot they talk like that. Oh.
You know, like I said, man, let's just keep it moving, dog. Hey, virtual Bushido.
All right, let's so Bushido. I don't even have the Japanese pronunciations for these because I speak English. Number one, we got
whatever, man.
I wasn't gonna look it up, but look it up while you eat some breakfast. All right, yo, give me some of my eggs.
Nah, man, we good.
Give me the English version.
No. Side note, I offered him to hold my baby if you bring me some breakfast. And he goes, ha 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 ha. And then he appears on camera. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? What's going on here?
So you see this dude already trying to use his baby as a pawn to trade for some food.
So sad.
If you've ever seen my personal Instagram account, I will post an anime brothers thing. And then post
the list of fathers you don't want to be like. Man, you throwing Quiet Jams out there.
Damn, he made the top 5 Quiet Jams.
No.
I may try to trade his baby for some food.
I didn't say trade. I said hold. You can't have her. You know.
Listen, you tell my story, you tell yours, all right?
40 acres and a mule. That's what it's costing, man. All right. Well, virtue number one, rectitude or justice. That doesn't qualify as anything special. courage is number two. All right, let me backtrack real quick. The reason we came up with this topic was because we wanted to come up with an anime protagonist that instills like every single one of these, like one individual characteristic of Bushido. You go over any anime protagonist and you find out that basically they have every single one of these. They like check the box to make the protagonist. That's how it happens. And so like, this doesn't make any sense. I'm like, all right, well, let's just find the ones that you like the most and let's talk about them. So we got number one, justice. Number two is courage. Number three is benevolence or mercy. Like, you don't have a protagonist that isn't merciful at some point. You know, Naruto. Politeness is a hit or miss because sometimes they're not polite. It'll be a little bit rough around the edges. Number five, we got honesty and sincerity. Number six is a big one, honor. All of them are honorable, unless you're a villain. Then we got the seven.
Out of all this.
Say again?
I said we could take Chin Wu out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a protagonist that doesn't fit the mold.
Yeah, you're right about that, actually. Number seven, loyalty. Ooh. This is another one where I'm like, I think about Vegeta, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, no. He is not Bushido.
Second rate Saiyan.
Yeah, no, he's not. I'm so tired about like Vegeta conversations, man. It's just like he ain't even top notch. He can't be number one because he can't get over being number two.
I don't know. I feel like one, in some instances, yeah, Trunks is better than Vegeta in certain iterations.
Well, you know, Disciple Dash is gonna co-sign that statement.
What we gotta talk about, man? It's not even a discussion.
Future Trunks. But yeah, let's continue.
Virtue number eight, and the final virtue in this iteration is character, aka self-control, which is actually two different things. Now I think about it, character and self-control are not the same.
That's probably why some say eight and others say nine virtues.
Yeah, I was like, I'm saying to myself, I can know people with pretty bad character, but great self-control. Mm-hmm.
You've known people. There's a bunch of protagonists that have lost self-control as well.
Yes.
It's a key thing in anime. You gotta lose self-control.
Yeah. It's
how you get stronger.
It's gotta go. But, you know, that's, you know, exactly. It's like in Black Clover where it's like, yo, surpass your limits. And it's like, bring it now. Surpass your limits. I was like, all right.
Yeah. Love that phrase.
Yeah. It's like plus also, ultra, but not plus ultra.
Yeah. And I wish you guys were reading Black Clover manga. Because I learned so much about the origination of the phrase surpass your limits. But anyways, we'll go through.
We know Yami something happened with Yami. I'm mad about it. It's a nice spoiler. I don't know what happened, but I like to post things on the internet because I
what y'all are talking about right now. So
yeah. Yo, you would like Black Clover. I actually think
you actually would.
It's so like it's not fairy tale where like, you know, everyone's love and justice and hug each other out, no one dies.
No, they be killing people. They kill people.
Yeah, no, people get murked. People get murked.
Never watch a fairy tale.
You don't have to watch fairy tale, but I do think you should watch Black Clover. I'm giving you that one. It's like, you know what episode next week? Black Clover.
I was dying. Yo, I was dying when you put up that post. It was like, oh, people are mad at the creator of fairy tale because when he made the Noom.
Eden's End?
Like, oh, yeah, Eden's End. It's like, yeah, because they said the character, he was lazy. He's making the same design as fairy tale. It's like, yo, hope they don't find out about Rave Master. And I was just like, yo, I was like, that's why I was never attracted to fairy tale. I was just like, I had no idea it was the same creator. It was like, because I like, again, I pushed Rave Master deep into the crevices and back in my mind. It was just like, now that I look at it, it is just like, yo, it really was. I was like, no wonder I could not get into fairy tale. I hate Rave Master. I hated Rave Master. There was no way I was getting into fairy tale. Like, I knew, like, something was throwing me off. Just something was throwing me off about fairy tale. I just couldn't put a thing on it. And there it was.
Yeah. You know, your boy's a little lazy. He reuses his character models. But so what? You know, like, it's fine.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's saving time. All
right. No, go ahead,
he's saving time making character models in order to like put some more plot and story. Like, you know, that's what I look at it. Like, okay, he's not drawing the same, he's drawing different, like the same people multiple times, but he's also like, you know, creating a story. So he has more time to dedicate to that. That's what I was going to say.
I haven't read it at Eden's End, but I heard, I mean, you know, from the non-haters that it was still a good series.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did hear it was pretty good, actually. It's Eden Zero, though, right?
Oh, my bad. My fault. Eden Zero.
Yeah.
So I was just like, all right, let me just throw it on the list. And just...
Yeah, I think it's actually a fourth one with the same stuff, too. I'm like, dang, man.
All right. So does everyone have who they think fit, you know, who they would put as their Bushido warrior?
Oh yeah, no.
Like, all right, when so, I hear Bushido,
yeah,
I hear, like, instantly thinking like swordsman and samurai, like the lone people, like people who follow the code of Bushido. And like when it comes to swordsman, I mean, I don't know where if we're doing any type of like list or rankings, but like my number one swordsman is always going to be Kenshin Himura. Like Kenshin Himura will always be my number one. Like from beginning, even as the Butosai, when he was the manslayer, just like.
Yeah.
Ooh, he's a beast. He's one of our slave people. He's like the way his skill work with the sword and the way he like lived. The way he lived his life, like as an assassin and even beyond when he was just a wandering samurai, when he stopped being Butosai, like he's such a beast. And the way he carried himself, he was loyal to his people. You had Karu, Yahiko, Sanosuke, made sure they stayed protected. And like he stayed real to his code.
Right.
No matter what, even as an assassin, even as the wandering samurai, like he stuck to his code.
Yeah, well, I mean, he also had to reverse his sword because at some point he needed that self-control again, and he's like, you know, I gotta reverse the sword, or else I'm gonna be killing
him. You gotta have the reverse blade. Like that was his vow. He was never going to kill again. So that's why he had someone create a reverse blade sword.
Yeah,
and he's still putting work with the reverse blade.
Yeah. But yeah, when he lost control, though, come on now. He was a force. Like,
he was called Butosai the Manslayer, the most fearsome samurai.
X.
Samurai X. Get him. But yeah, no, he's like the epitome of Bushido code. Like, he's that guy. He's literally like, you know, he's this guy right here. He's that guy.
However, they call Roni Zoro Mr. Bushido. So he is the true Bushido warrior.
I knew this was going to come up. I knew this was going to come up.
I'll get it off.
All right.
Go ahead, pop off.
All right. So first off, let's go over the absolute disrespect Zoro shows all his opponents. I don't know if you guys know, but I researched.
I don't.
You know, we don't.
Samurais wear their swords on the left side, you know, in battle, like for attack. Like, yeah, see, it's on the left side.
That I knew. I thought you were getting more into Zoro stuff. I'm just
Zoro is disrespectful because he always wears it on the right because he feels like he does not need to use his full attack power against anyone. He's too OP. I just want to throw that out there as a starter. What?
Okay. Right. What was the finisher?
The fact that currently in One Piece, he did actually switch it to his left to fight against Kido. Or Kaido, that's how it's pronounced. But anyways, that's besides the point. But if you go over everything in those, I'm pulling up my link. All the virtues, let's just, you know, Zoro, he's extremely loyal. My boy and the, I forget which arc it was to be exact, but it was the one where they were fighting the main boss who could wake the dead, like he could kind of like
you could say anything right now. He's kind of like a Shadow Monarch. I got you. Yeah. Yeah. All right,
I was just using that as an example so everyone knew where we were coming from.
Okay.
Anyways, in that arc at the very end when they defeated him, I'm gonna call him the bear guy because I forgot his actual name, but he was going to kill Luffy, but everyone was already like knocked out unconscious except for Zoro, and Zoro was like, now you can't kill my captain, right? And, you know, they had a little back and forth banter. And then he was like, if I can't kill him, I'm going to take all the pain and suffering and all that stuff from this battle and move it to you. Because the bear guy had that kind of ability that he could take someone else's pain and injury and everything and place it onto anyone else, or just, you know, discard it if he wanted to. So he took it. And I mean, obviously Zoro had his own like injuries and stuff from the battle, because, you know, it's just a full-on battle, like the whole Luffy crew versus that the bad guy. But anyways, he puts it into Zoro, and Zoro, just like a boss, just stands there and takes the whole thing. Like, you could see like blood spurting off of him and all that stuff. And then when everyone finally wakes up, and Luffy's like, why are you like so beat up and stuff, and why am I like so like not beat up anymore? And he was like, no reason. Like, he was like nonchalant about it. Like, to this day, and you know, One Piece world, Luffy still doesn't know that he did that. Real talk. Loyalty.
This was supposed to be like a promo for me to watch One Piece. It still hasn't happened yet.
It wasn't a promo.
I know.
And then he has Matt Honor. I mean, fact number one, he'll never fight a lady. Matt Honor, respect.
He's honorable. I mean, it's supposed to be 2021. Equal opportunity, anyone can get it.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, I just like to put a disclaimer. The thoughts held by Quiet James are held by Quiet James and himself alone. They do not reflect the views. They do not reflect the views of Anime Brothers as a whole. Thank you very much.
Facts. My dude's honest. I mean, I can go through a list and I could literally just be like, it is Zoro. But I'm not going to do all that because I'll just take too much time. All I'm saying is they nicknamed him Mr. Bushido in one of the arcs, like a respectable person who, like, you know, understood samurais and crap. They were like, you are Mr. Bushido. And he just looked at her like, nah, I mean, like, I'm just a regular swordsman, but thanks. So he's modest too. Respect, Zoro.
I don't think that's one of the virtues, but all right.
No, I just threw it in there. Full sign.
I got you. All right, well.
Zoro.
He holds a sword with his teeth. Like, come on, man.
No, he holds one sword because he has to do the three swordman style. Come on, man. Come on.
It's ridiculous. Actually, I was going to do one, but I was going to do a different one now because they actually did a nod to this. Apparently, I'm doing one of my dudes was Kirito, and he's like more of a modern day samurai, but he's more of a samurai trapped in a video game because he tries to be a samurai in real life and he get his ass handed to him in several iterations later after Sword Art Online, like the original. But they actually did a nod to Zoro because they said he's a dual wielder, but he tried to do a triple wield, but the sword keep hurting his teeth, so he couldn't do it. But he is actually like video game style. He's your samurai, strong code of justice. Like, this dude will put his life on the line, courage wise, merciful. He doesn't just kill his opponents because he knows they'll die in real life. Politeness, he's kind of a wiener. Honor, loyalty, sincerity. I mean, he gets married in game, self control. Like, these things, it's all on him. Like, he's got that. So, like, if we're giving him some Bushido code, that's him. He's got it. He's our sword wielder, and I think he's ride or die that way. So the real one I really wanted to talk about was Ezra Scarlet Fairy Tail.
Ooh, Ezra.
There's a reason, right? So she has all these powers, you know, her like armor change or whatever and weapon change, but the reason that her number one ability that to end an enemy is always straight up samurai, like without armor on, straight up samurai. It's like, okay. And then you go down the checklist and it's like, no, she literally instills this like to almost a point of like self-sacrifice. Like, she over instills all of these aspects. It's too much. So like, nah,
I respect that.
Yeah, every single time she's like willing to throw herself right on the sword, like literally sometimes on the sword to die.
She almost did.
Yeah, she wants to die like every single time she fights an enemy. She's ready. She's like, all right, I'm taking off all my armor. I'm wrapping myself in bandages and I'm taking the sword out. I'm like, but you have all this heavy ass armor. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
like a reckless way to live.
Yeah, no, she's super reckless, and I love it. It's awesome. That's that's why she's like, all right, top three. I'll give it top three characters in Fairy Tail.
I mean, like, she's. I mean, she also does. I mean, if she declares you a friend, you could just be like a basic friend, and she'll still sacrifice herself to save you.
Like, exactly.
She's on another level.
Like, sense of justice. I mean, like, she was really conflicted about dating her man Jalal.
For
because he was convict, he was Akon, you know. So, and then like he did her wrong, but he also did her well, like did her right. So it was, she won't even let like Natsu and Gray fight. Sense of justice. True. It was nah, 100%. That's my samurai. I just had to go on with Kirito. What you guys got?
I mean, my first pick was Harone Kenshin, and then I forgot about Zoro. So then I had to.
How do you forget about Zoro? My man didn't forget about Zoro. Yeah,
I was gonna say, like, even I knew Zoro was gonna be on your list, man. Come on.
Get out of here. No one believed in that for a second. I mean, for me, after Kenshin, we got my boy Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho.
I had him on my list too. But he is not. He is not.
So the thing is, like, yeah, when it comes to Bushido, like, I ain't gonna say he follows the code. Like, he follows his own code.
Yes.
All right. He's loyal to himself. He has his own sense of justice.
Yep.
And like, he's such a badass with the blade. He's part of some of the most iconic fights. Okay. When it comes to battling with a sword in anime, like, he's easily one of, I think he's probably the most popular character in Yu Yu Hakusho. He's just such a badass with his sword. And then when he gets his upper, I said, when he becomes the uprising demon, like, his powers unlocked, like, he's just a beast with a blade. Mm-hmm. Especially when he's battling the dude who gave him his Jigan Eye for the last tournament.
Yep.
I mean, went to the pains to sacrifice his own arm to get that victory. I'm just like, oh, he is a beast.
I know. I was mad when they made him like they kind of made him ditch his sword for a little while with the Fist of the Black Dragon or whatever, the Black Dragon
Flame. The Darkness Dragon Flame, y'all.
Yeah,
that's a beast attack though.
I know, but like, oh, he was my sword dude in that show. Like, come on, man. But like, oh, mercy, absolutely not. Self control, all right, I'll give him that. Loyalty, he's loyal to his boys.
Self control. How about when he let the dragon take over? Like, he let him eat him so he could. There was no self control.
All right. But no, so
sometimes you gotta lose control.
Yeah, he's self-controlled to a point. How about that? But like, nah, he's a very balanced, self-control, level-headed person. You can't say he's not.
No, he's definitely level-headed. I give you that.
Let's see. Politeness? Hell no. Sincerity?
In his own way.
Yeah, he'll lie to your face. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But he has a reason for it. He had to protect Yukina. That was his way of being sincere.
All right. But no, he was on my list. He was number three. Oh man, I didn't really rank him, but like, he was the third person I was gonna mention.
He had the goat.
Oh, so glad that came up. So glad.
That was a good pick. Other swords, man.
Tyrant and Dry. Ty so Dry. Going on.
I mean, like, I have Mugen because I like his I like Mugen's sword style.
Yeah.
And the way he fights, but I wouldn't say he's a Bushido. Like, I don't think he has any of the virtues.
Yeah, I think Jin is more of the Bushido code person in Samurai Champloo as opposed to Mugen. Like, I mean, he's got a sense of justice and courage. He is merciful too. Mugen, you know, he sincere, was honesty, he loyalty. I mean, he's actually every single one of the, I'll give him this because he's actually every single one of these characteristics. He's just unconventional, which is just like his fighting style.
Yeah, which is why I like his fighting style because it's so unconventional. It's so cool.
Yo, breakdance fighting. I love, like, when I see Shinra what is this show? Force. Fire Force. Thank you. When I see Shinra fight at breakdancing and Fire Force, I'm like, yo. I'm so glad another anime brought that back because no one else does that.
Mm-hmm.
Breakdance fighting, yo, capoeira, ba 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 ba. Stop. I'm surprised nobody's mentioned Ichigo yet.
Why?
He's not a samurai.
He does kind of so in his mind he's trained by a samurai.
Who? No.
His Bato Sai. His not Bato. So what the hell is that thing? His Zenbato.
Zenbato is not a samurai.
He's an old man samurai.
Gengetsu. Oh crap. Zengetsu. Thank you.
Old man Zengetsu. There you go.
He ain't no samurai.
Yeah. He's a samurai.
They're swordsmen, but I don't want to say anything about a samurai. Again, but again, we're talking about best like people who like as a swordsman. Like again, Ichigo is yes, everybody in Bleach uses a sword. And by far, I say Ichigo is the best one. Like he doesn't get full powers until like much later on.
Yeah,
but, like, my man is constantly getting his ass whipped, and all of a sudden it's I'm getting my ass whipped. Flashback memory, power surge. Oh, we going. Like I can't give him credit for that. Like I get on the little like I've seen him on people's and I'm just like, best swordsman, really?
I mean,
really.
Not best sword, like I was giving, like I'm giving him the code. I don't know about best swordsman because he's actually really bad with a sword. Like he's really bad with a sword. He's not he get chopped up a lot.
Okay, so he's very loyal. He has a nice sense of justice, self-control though.
No. Self-control. Yeah, you're right. That's a red tick.
Yo, if we're gonna toss in like swordsman like that, I put older Sasuke.
No.
Adult Sasuke? You don't think?
I mean, he is. Oh,
he's just. They're both bad.
That one made me itch.
We didn't even talk about Sasuke. Yo, the person better than Sasuke, Killer B. Killer B gave him that work. We're talking about swordsman. Killer B gave Sasuke that work.
That was teenage Sasuke.
Oh, you talking about like after Naruto Sasuke?
You talking about adult Sasuke. Adult Sasuke.
Yeah,
That's why I said, like, I wasn't trying to say Sasuke as a whole. I was more or less picking, like, his age frame.
I mean, Shippuden and up, Sasuke really is, like, he's a sword user. Like, you really can't say he's not because he really is, you know. He does ditch the sword in the end of Shippuden, but, you know, he needs it back when he loses his arm, so. Mm-hmm.
But again, I haven't watched the anime of Boruto, so I've seen his Boruto, the movie. And then just read some of the manga, but he doesn't use his sword like constantly like that in the manga so far. He does use his sword, since I mean he only got one arm, but it's not like that. It's as far as swordsmen go, yes, people can put Sasuke, but Killer B is a much better swordsman.
Yeah,
y'all saw the battle.
I give you that.
Y'all saw the battle. Sasuke got work.
Yeah,
that's did. For adult Sasuke. I mean, like everybody's older now. There aren't many people around carrying swords, so it's just like, yeah.
So, make him say,
Master Big. Nah.
Well, I mean,
if I'm gonna take anybody from Naruto for the swordsman, it's definitely Killer B. My man had the 8 daggers. I was, I'm telling you, that's probably one of my favorite fights in Naruto Shippuden. Killer B versus Sasuke. Like the way he moved was beast.
I'm mad that this dude can draw 8 different weapons at the same time and not use the tentacles from his fucking tail beast. Oops, bleep that, please. Like he had these things behind his knees and his mouth and his joints. Like, bro, what are you doing?
He's wilding, you know.
He's wild.
He had to make sure that he wasn't going to use the tail beast power right from the jump. Want to have his fun.
But I mean, like, if you're fighting this dude, you look at him, he's like, yo, there's no way he can move now. There's absolutely no way he's coming for me. And then he comes for you. It's like, whoa, what do I do? What do I do?
No.
Yeah.
Trying to find another one.
Honestly, I was going to say Asta, but
Yami over Asta.
But Yami. Yeah, exactly. But Yami. But Yami is definitely, I mean, he's not really Bushido, but he's definitely like full swordsman, but like, you know, he's definitely from Japan. Like he's a foreigner from a different land in the Clover Kingdom. And it's like, oh, okay. So he's Japanese. I got you.
Oh yeah. That's right. He did come from overseas and he didn't know how to get back home.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that.
And then, so the most recent arcs or whatever, This is going to be a spoiler for Black Clover. So if anyone's listening, don't listen. Apparently, Asta gets his sword, or at least he gets an iteration of his sword. You see, like, I've seen pictures of it. I think Asta gets his sword.
Oh, you mean Yami's sword?
Yami's sword, yeah.
Yeah, for the battle, he tosses it to him.
I think he actually gets like a full blown copy of it.
Oh, yes and no.
Yeah, all right. He gets his own sword.
He does. He does. He gets his own sword.
He gets like a yeah.
And he like builds it kind of off it, but like, I mean, the kid has his, he has a bunch of swords.
Yeah,
but I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. The samurai sword, the katana. That's the one that actually gets him there, because like you know he's not a swordsman. He's just a dude waving around a big sword like Cloud or Ichigo. You know, like, what are you doing?
Let me see. I know I posted something a while back. Let me see.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for the post I made.
My man came up with Zoro and was like, "Yeah, I'm good for the day, guys."
I know. Check.
No, so this is what I was trying to say. So Asai does get a katana type sword, but it's I don't even know what that part's called. Not the part that's not the blade. The hilt, thank you. I was gonna say Heath. The hilt is a lot longer. So it kind of looks similar to Yami's blade, but it's longer.
Oh, okay.
So like,
all right, so it's not his blade. All right.
No. So Asta and his demon, they've
I don't know his name.
I don't know the demon's name either, but they create their own katana.
Got you. Okay, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah.
So okay, my first thought about this was Yami must have died, and then Asta got his sword after he died, and it became like one of his own swords.
Do you want the real truth?
No, I don't want the real truth. Okay. I don't want the real truth. I don't want to know now.
He said, "Do you want the real truth?"
I know. Whoa, said, whoa.
Yeah, I'm ready to spoil this for you.
You can't handle the truth. Oh, excuse me.
I'm just saying, you're over here making speculation, and I know the actual truth.
Oh yeah, I wanted to speculate because it sounds good.
I'd love to speculate, but I can't if I know what the real facts are.
I mean, you could speculate and you could literally say anything but the truth. That's what speculation is, when you know the truth. You got any more swords, people?
Right.
Well, I was looking at this list and I saw some funny some people in here that I didn't think would. Oh, well, actually, my girl from Akame ga Kill is in here, but I don't think any of you guys saw that.
Don't matter.
Zabuza is on this list.
Oh, that's right. Of the hidden, the Demon Mist Village, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but he was the same thing.
Yeah, but he was like part of the Seven Swordsmen.
Yeah, yeah.
That they have in Naruto.
There's a thing I really wish that they touched on more. Like, oh yeah, these seven swordsmen's swords exist. They all are around. And they give maybe three of them. It's like, yeah. Oh, all right.
They didn't really go over all of them like that.
Yeah.
We got the fourth ninja war. We saw what they did.
Yeah.
We saw that what damage they did.
I know. But I kind of wish they had an Akatsuki style kind of a group, like going around just murking people. We got sense of justice and we want to do our thing, impose our will on the world.
Yeah, someone had to kill him.
Yeah, I was gonna say someone would just get him. I mean, like Naruto, once he became Hokage, he probably could have handled him with Sasuke.
Not anymore. Getting worked. Some of those swords weren't even swords, right? The mythical like fan or whatever, wasn't that one of those?
Oh dude, that mythical fan, that I just,
a fan of the jug? That? Like, why we got a gourd? What are you doing? That's not a sword.
Yo, I do. So I just saw this one name on the list, and I had to say it because it's Future Trunks.
He's a swordsman.
I know.
I'm not surprised by that, but he's not. I mean,
he's not
all
a Bushido.
Right.
But actually, right. he could technically fit the virtues.
If we're saying he's every one of those virtues, but he's like barely a sword user. He has a sword, he swings it sometimes, right. But he's but he fights with his fist.
Hence why I didn't put him on the list. Like, if anybody's gonna throw chunks on the list, I would have done that.
Yeah.
True.
Right. Even Gohan uses a sword at some point.
Oh, for the mystical, to get his mystical powers.
Oh well, yeah,
but Gohan does not use a sword.
He swung it around.
He trained. There was anyone who just swung a sword around. That was Gohan. He broke that ish. Well, him and Goku. But of course, because you know you throw Goku into it, it just causes chaos.
Mm-hmm.
My man didn't even use that sword on anybody.
No,
because he's sword.
He just used his hidden power, because everyone has hidden power.
Unlock potential again. Like, how much potential you got? Come on.
I was mad though, because like once he unlocked his potential, he could no longer go Super Saiyan. Like, what's that? Like, your Super Saiyan is supposed to like, build off your current potential. That's all I'm saying.
Who are we talking about?
Gohan.
He couldn't. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I watched all of Dragon Ball Z. I didn't catch that.
when he got the mystic powers from the Elder Kai, that was supposed to be like his top like level of medium power than Super Saiyan.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't catch that. I absolutely didn't. It's been a very long time since I watched Dragon Ball Z. I was like, oh, so he basically just became human. All right.
No, I mean, he was still the half Saiyan, half human.
Yeah. Wouldn't let him. He wasn't basically using his Saiyan ability. He was using his human side. That's what I'm translating that to me right now. Right here, right now.
I don't know if that's where I was going. I was more or less saying like, oh, he couldn't go Super Saiyan anymore because he maxed out.
Now, you want to talk about something with Dragon Ball Z? How about we talk about why Goku is not a Bushido virtue warrior? Because he really is not. I mean, he's all right. So he got justice. He's got courage. He's got benevolence and merch. He's honest, sincere. He's got a little bit too much honor, to be honest. But self-control, when Goku goes off. And I love it. Like, that's how he became a Super Saiyan.
Yeah, sorry. But he also has no self-control when it comes to fighting. Like, I mean, he's not as stupid as Vegeta. Like, I'm gonna let you power up to your final form, Cell. But he still likes to...
Hold on a second.
He literally told Frieza. I'm gonna let you power up.
Yeah. Oh, true. My fault. He said, I'll wait. I know this planet's gonna be destroyed, and I know my kid's on it, but I'm gonna let you finish.
My fault. I forgot that far back. I was thinking of the current stuff.
My man threw a Senzu being that Cell.
Yeah.
He did. So, yeah, but that was to fight Gohan. He didn't even get a chance to fight himself.
Yeah, that's a sense of honor, right?
He fought him first.
Yeah.
And we didn't even talk about the foolishness he did with Moro.
Why don't you flick him a Senzu being dead? Yo.
Same. Yeah, Goku's dumb.
Yeah.
I like Bushido Warrior.
Like, I don't want to say it like we're a panel of Goku haters, but as a person,
it's just what he does.
Yeah, like as a person, Goku,
that's facts.
Goku really isn't like, he isn't a good person. Like he tries to be good, but he really just
he's not a good father.
Oh, he's a horrible father.
Yeah,
he's a terrible father.
Oh God,
and he makes bad decisions when fighting people.
Right, he'd be like, Goten, who's that?
It's the same brag. He wants to fight people at their strongest to prove that he's the best.
And for what?
I mean, that's just the same brag. Like I said, it's the same brag. Yeah.
You know what makes me mad about that though? It's like it was so late in his life when he found out that he was a Saiyan. How you gonna have Saiyan pride now?
True.
Just say it, you know, like this doesn't make any sense. It got, yeah, because he found out, like, you know, his brother came to Earth and decided to tell him he's a Saiyan. So now I got pride. It's like me walking around for 33 years talking about, like, yeah, you know, I'm cool. And then someone finally pointed at me and said, yo, you black. I'm like, oh, really? Black power? That don't make no sense.
Better late than never, right?
Better late than never.
Oh yeah, which is I ain't gonna hit on him for that.
So he didn't have, he obviously didn't have Saiyan pride before finding out that he was a Saiyan, but he had the desire to just want to fight all the time.
He had the desire to want to fight, but he wouldn't, like, he would end people before letting them power up. He wouldn't just let them finish. Now he just lets them finish. Like, yo, what are you doing?
Did he? When he was fighting King Piccolo?
There was a couple times in at least Dragon Ball where he was like, yo, this is gonna get bad before it gets better. Let's finish it now. Mm. He was a smarter fighter at that point. That's what I think.
He cared more about survival.
Well, yeah, he was a young kid. I guess he didn't need to survive.
Facts. Dang.
Yeah. The whole human race wasn't at his disposal at that point in time.
Yeah. Well, as you stated earlier, we're not trying to bash Goku. I like Goku.
I'll bash Goku any day of the week. I just want to say we're not a bunch of haters because I like Goku as a character, but I don't like him as a person.
I mean, Goku made me want to be a Super Saiyan.
Yes.
And then when they made those black character Super Saiyans, and I was like, oh, so I really can be one.
No, you can't.
This guy and his powers, man. Retire you.
Yo, look. Be glad he still got his shirt on, all right? You know he's going to be like, soon. Like, yo, don't
Hulk
do it.
Hulk out.
I mean, for my last people with the Bushido, we got, it's a group. Five warriors. We got Ryo, Rowan, Kenta, Sage, and Sai.
Wow.
You know it.
Warriors. Wow.
Modern Warriors.
Let's brought go. It.
I mean, they're the epitome of virtues of Bushido. Like, you can't beat that.
It was the anime that started my love of anime, the very first anime I ever watched. Ronin Warriors, those five gentlemen, they really exemplified the virtues of Bushido. Mm-hmm.
I have to say, I think that was one of my first animes I watched too. So I definitely liked it. Actually, I love it. I love that. I downloaded the series.
Rebooted. I don't want it rebooted. I want it remastered though. Give that to me in like, give me Ronin Warriors in like 1080p or 4K. Give me like updated graphics, the updated animation.
Yeah,
I need it.
Yeah, I have the.
We can do it here.
Yeah, I have the original series, like digitally mastered series. So
nice.
It's still, I enjoy watching it when I get a chance to, which is like probably once a year.
Once a year.
No, right. Now you can watch it again with King Theo.
Facts. And he'll be a samurai. Or a Saiyan. Or a Shadow Monarch.
Or he'll just be a human.
No, please.
Perfectly fine to just be a human.
Right? He's going to be a moon princess or whatever. No, moon prince. Sorry, I'm thinking about my daughter. I'm surprised we haven't mentioned Afro Samurai. I forgot about him.
Oh, yeah, my dude.
I mean, yeah, he's that guy. He's literally a samurai.
When I was looking up,
they
described him too. When I was looking up Bushido Warrior, he was
what's his
one
name?
Of the top people.
Nobody knows his name, right?
I just call him Afro Samurai.
His name is Afro Samurai.
That's the only name he has.
I thought so, but I just figured I'd ask the question just in case.
But let me check. Let me see if he actually. I bet you he does.
I don't think he has a real name.
I'm looking it up right now.
Afro Samurai.
Yeah. That's it. I'm trying to think
first
of
name what Afro, last name Samurai.
Yo, no way.
What else did they discuss?
Yo, no lie, yo. He doesn't have a name.
An actual name. Yeah, I didn't think
you don't need one.
I mean, but when you fighting somebody, it'll be like, yo, Afro Samurai, don't cut me down, son. Like, what?
It's funny though, like his father has a name and like everyone he's around has a name, but like he doesn't have a name. I mean, Afro Samurai is his name, but I'm just saying.
He's a nameless warrior. It's true Bushido right there.
Facts.
Well, speaking of Afro Samurai, something a show that has little cameos based on that is coming back. You heard about it?
Oh, the Boondocks.
Boondocks, 2022 reboot. Yeah, reboot, not remake. But yeah.
I don't want it.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Granddad's gone. Not only is Granddad gone, they didn't even let JD, his son, JD Witherspoon, be the voice actor for Granddad.
Oh. Well, I mean, I feel like the first episode is going to be Granddad dying. That's your transition to the next series.
Unless Granddad was one of the key parts of the show.
Yes. True. Yes, he was. But the cameos, like, if we get the original voice actor, if we get the cameos from like Samuel L. Jackson, if we get Charlie Murphy, if we get those, I'll be happy with it. I'm just saying, you know, there's gonna be some new cameos, I'm sure,
so who signed that? Is Regina King signed on?
Ooh, to come back, did we know? I don't know.
And then I also have a question. Are they older or are they still the same age?
That hasn't been answered yet. All I know is the reboot is being made. So I'm waiting to hear about the
more details.
Yeah, the details, the dirty deets. But I'm excited about it. You don't want it? Yo.
Not after what season four did.
No, because, all right, so the popularity of the show built. Right. And they had like basically canceled it because, you know, people got tired of hearing the N-word left and right. And so they were like, all right, well, whatever. We canceled the show. But the popularity of the show was like cult classic status. So they had to remake it.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm glad. Like, I believe Aaron Magruder is actually back on it for the reboot.
Okay.
I could be mistaken, but I thought that he was. But I'm just like, knowing that Granddad is no longer John Witherspoon, the voice actor for Granddad, is no longer with us, and knowing that his son isn't even going to be part of it, like, you give him the chance.
But what happens if his son just doesn't work for it? Like, if his voice just doesn't work, you know, what do you do then? You're stuck with him. This is animation. You're like, you know, you can't just animate him and be like, oh, his voice sucks. Yo, we
do
that.
Think about this. Maybe they'll do something like Granddad's long lost son that he didn't know, that he hooked up with someone else, got her pregnant, and didn't know he had another son, and then that's the person's real life son's voice.
I feel like they're gonna go live with like Granddad's like long lost wife or something, like estranged ex-wife or something like that. I don't know. Like, I'm interested to see how the series plays out. Cause that was a fun one as a kid. I mean, like, yeah, the fourth season was terrible, but that's where I got my the timid deer that I used this year in fantasy football. There were some gems.
It could have been all gems.
It could have been. Yeah.
Could have been.
When you have to search through the garbage to find a gem, is it really worth it though?
I mean, you found sometimes a gem still, right?
It's a diamond in a rough. Depends. Bro.
It depends.
All right. Well, what else happened this week in anime? Like, several shows ended. We got Attack on Titan. It was the final episode this week.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yep. Black Clover.
Attack on Titan.
I don't even know where it left.
The fact that it ends so early, like, when I knew it was going to be 16 episodes, like, you know, I knew it was going to fall short and not come up to the manga, which makes no sense. Cause I'm tired of anime just like stopping short of the manga, then waiting a few years to come back and release us the final product. Like, just give us the final product. There's no need for this.
Yeah. No, you're right. I'm tired of like, where's the end of the book? Where's the last chapter? Literally, where's the last chapter?
Well, it sounds like some animes are doing a movie for their last chapter.
Yes. Black Clover is one of them. Jujutsu Kaisen is another one. And Attack on Titan is another one. Like, yo, I'm tired of y'all.
Jujutsu Kaisen is already ending?
It's not ending. They're just doing a movie.
Yeah.
They also announced movies this week. Everyone announced movies and everyone ended.
I mean, having a movie, that's not bad, but it's waiting, though. Like, ending the series, like, not catching up to the manga and then waiting years to then finally release the next project. But I hate it. Like, again, ever since Inuyasha did me dirty with that.
I still haven't seen it. I still haven't seen the final.
So dumb.
Yeah, but Black Clover technically it hasn't ended. It's gonna end, but it's gonna go.
It's almost over.
Oh, but, by the way, like John Witherspoon's son actually does a great impression of him, so he could have done it if they really wanted to. Like JD Witherspoon, like that's the son. Like if you guys look up who JD Witherspoon is, you've seen this dude before. So like he does a great impression of his dad. So they could have tried it.
Well,
they could have gone with it.
You should do it. Do it. You should do the impression.
No, of granddad.
Yeah.
You mean granddad? Yo. I'm not even gonna disrespect John Witherspoon like that.
I was not listening. I disregarded everything Quiet GM just said.
Damn. Exactly.
Yo, I'm going to just turn my video off. What else happened? Come on, y'all. We missed this.
What?
My Hero Academia premiered yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Premiered season 5. Didn't watch it, but apparently it's an episode 0 and not an episode 1, which means it's basically an overview and a little bit of a filler.
So there was no point in watching it.
Exactly.
You're just gonna give me a recap. There's no need for that.
Yeah,
previous 4 seasons.
But yeah, people were thirsty. They needed some little more MHA in their life. I don't blame.
Again, I'm just gonna do what I always done. I'm gonna wait till the season's over and then just binge.
True, since we've already read the manga, so we already know.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that. I think I'm gonna watch episodes and I'm gonna spoil it on the show for y'all.
We already know what happened.
What happens if it's non-canon episodes? What happens if something like different happens in the anime? Because that's not uncommon.
Dude, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I really don't care.
Damn.
Like you go watch the episodes so we can go over them and review. But it's just like we already know what's gonna happen.
I know. I'm a little mad because we can't speculate. Like, all right, y'all got all knowledge. You got omnipotent knowledge of My Hero Academia.
It's not Attack even on Titan. Omnipotent. Like the source material, the material is right there for you to just read.
You could totally just read it, bro.
I mean,
So watch your episodes, come back, and then speculate on what you think is going to happen in time. I'm just going to laugh at you. that's really all that's going to happen.
Damn. Can't win.
You brought this fate upon yourself.
I know.
And I'm surprised you haven't gotten so deep into Black Clover, because you're the one who got me into Black Clover, and I'm like flowing through it.
So what happened was with Black Clover, it stopped after like when the pandemic started. And like I never really caught up because, you know, baby.
Facts.
So now we blaming Esme, huh?
Yeah. Dang. Silent S, you know, she requires my eyes. And I don't mind looking at her because she's so damn cute. So it's
Silent
like,
right, S.
We look at you. What's going on? Literally got woken up this morning. Like Melissa had put her in the bed. So I got woken up this morning with her looking at me like, and going, hey. Like, try to wake me up. Like, babe. What?
Yeah. She's like, feed me. Hey. I know you. I see you moving.
Feed me. Yeah, no. She 100% knows I am not food. She just like, yo, pay attention to me. Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping right now? It's 7 a.m. I'm up. You up.
Gotta be up.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Disciple Dash and he gets that.
I know, right?
Non-sleep you don't know. Life.
What you don't know.
You're gonna get it.
My son's gonna sleep peacefully. He's gonna let me sleep too. We're in this agreement.
This man is living in a fantasy world right now.
He said we made an agreement.
Yeah, I signed a contract.
He's gonna be in breach of contract first day.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the stories in August. Because you said, right, he comes in July, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll give you a month.
No. Yeah, a month of it. Well, nah, that first month, those first 4 weeks.
Yo, any breach of contract, right back to the womb to you. right back to the womb with you.
Okay. Sending them back.
Yeah, sending them back. Nah. I need a warranty check.
It's like, yo, the 90-day free trial is over. We don't want to keep it. We're all done.
That's funny.
I mean, I'll keep it. Just warranty check, man. Yeah, just need to fix this issue. Be like, hey, mama, check on the kid.
Hey, mama.
Cancel my subscription.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, we made a contract. He's supposed to sleep.
You'll be like, sleep? What you mean? I'm hungry.
I mean, if that does happen, I need to know how contracts work.
Yo. He's got contract note. He's right. Unlike Death Note, he can sign a contract with the baby's name on it. All of a sudden, kid just does whatever he wants. Like, damn, that'd be amazing.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, just sleep when necessary, man. It's like, yo, I'm sleep, you sleep, we sleep. That's it.
I sleep, you sleep, we sleep.
We sleep.
When I sleep, you sleep, we sleep.
Yeah, pretty much, man. Just make it easy.
Make it beats.
Oh, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got anything else? Anything else happened this week in anime? Because I think that was actually everything. I thought that was a lot, but just a lot of announcements.
Nah, that's pretty much it. I didn't got anything else.
Yeah.
You got any final thoughts on Bushido? Swordsman? Noteworthy swords people?
Rurouni Kenshin is definitely what I would say, you know, top notch, but Zoro's number one.
All right, and with that nonsense, ladies and gentlemen, this is another week of Anime Brothers. Thank you so much for listening. Do your due diligence and follow us on all social media platforms. We got at Anime Brothers on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. And please, as always, like and subscribe. We will see you next week. And leave your comments below in the comment section. All right. Yeah.
And I don't know what y'all think. I forgot Tanjiro.
Man, it's too late. Now we done. Episode over, all right? We will see you next week.
All right. Annie out, y'all.
Annie out.
Peace.